marriage isn't about the wedding.
That plan went from 6 people to 200.
Because it's going to be something that they really, really, really want. And you got to come big daddy.
He is starting already. Vendors double and triple their price when you put the word wedding on it. We went from, I think it was 90 was one of the highest numbers that we received, all the way down to $15 a person. 3 meats, a vegetable item. It was a whole spread. And it came with servers.
I think you did a really great job of executing your vision, but staying in my budget.
For sure. We planned our wedding in 30 days. Let's be very clear. 30 days. When I had areas of weakness, I leaned on you. And you were available because you had capacity.
In your moment, how do people show up for you? People only can love you the way they love themselves. Mm. If I'm having difficulties with where I'm at in life, then it's going to be a challenge for me to love you higher than where I'm at. We should all take an inventory of our relationships. I love having friends that I can call, but I even love it more when I got relationships that help elevate me, right?
Yeah.
10 out of 10 times people find opportunities to show up for you, they always do. Your character speaks volumes to people. If there was a template or a mold or a baseline or a role model, that would be you. As a woman, that would be you.
Wow, thank you.
End the podcast, it's over.
Brother, you wanna go get Junior? We're not cutting that out either. You have to be able to see, okay, what's the biggest bang for my buck? How can I keep this feasible? But how can I also deliver the best quality? Fortunately for the ladies, we hopped on Shein. Our dresses was $50 and every lady looked great.
Yeah,
when I tell
good.
You, it fitted. Good. I said, I need to borrow one of them.
No, y'all look good. I agree.
Thank you. I got 30 minutes of sleep that day.
I slept good.
Yeah. Now we're about to have a problem. If you are going to plan a wedding, have an idea of what you want. I didn't have an idea of what I wanted. So it was easier for people to kind of tell me what I should want. It doesn't have to be super over the top because at the end of the day, the importance is the marriage.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We come before you to submit our lives. And God, we just ask that you have your will and your way in all the things that we do. We think we know best. But God, we ask that you guide our footsteps the entire way of anything that you have called us to do, God. Because we know with your support, it will be a blessing to not only us, but others. So we thank you in your son's name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, Holy Spirit, have your way. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Direct Messages Podcast. I am your host, Mykia Latia, and I am accompanied by...
me. They know me.
He is starting already.
What up,
y'all? Hey, babe, what's your name? Maybe you have some new listeners.
I like it when you introduce me.
Oh, okay. So this is my husband, Darius Barrett. We are the Barretts. You like that, baby?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so this episode, I want to dive into our wedding. So I want to talk about just our experience and a lot of the things that people were warning us about that we really just debunked in the way we did things.
Okay.
Okay? So first starting off, I'm going to just tell y'all the story. So originally, like in the last episode, we said how Darius was like, listen, we're going to get married the next month. So we got engaged in March. In his mind, we'll be married by April. And so for a while, we decided that we would go to the courthouse. Now, the courthouse in our city said only 6 people, 4 people were allowed. I maneuvered my way to get 6. And so that was the original plan. And so, babe, you want to talk about how that plan went from 6 people to 200?
I think you're the best person to communicate how it went from 6 people to 200.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. My question, though, as a man who your wedding day, it seemed like wasn't like the top of your list. Like the wedding, the marriage, yes, but the wedding itself wasn't the biggest thing for you.
Yeah.
What made you change your mind from a courthouse wedding to a bigger celebration?
My wife. Huh. I think as a husband, you know, we have to take into consideration everybody's needs. And especially as a husband, I'm learning that you'll sometimes put your needs below others. And it's not to say that you need to suppress your needs, but you should be balancing out the decisions you're making to make sure that you're making a the best decision optimal for this moment. And so for me, right, you know, my strategic thinking, logic mind, I'm weighing the pros and cons, and for me, I'm focused on the wedding. I mean, I'm focused on the marriage, right? And I know you have envisioned this fantasy of how a wedding, that you want your wedding to look. And so for me, it was a no-brainer, right? I want my wife to have a joyous moment that she can remember, and you know, that's within budget. And so for me, it was a bit of a balance of weighing the pros and cons and really allowing you to have, we had our moment, right? But if I'm being transparent about this conversation, you know, we could have went to the courthouse and I would have been perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I knew it was important to you. And so I was willing to, I don't want to say suppress, but suppress however I was feeling in that moment, because for a greater goal.
So at any moment, did you desire a bigger wedding?
Not technically, because I'm under the mindset that marriage isn't about the wedding.
Yes, but just talking about the wedding specifically, as at any moment, because I remember you being excited. When you started, when we were like leaning towards a wedding, you got excited.
You didn't ask me, was I not excited though? You asked me why.
Right. So I just asked you at any moment, like, did your desire change? Did you desire a wedding?
I desired a wedding. You're going to ask me this question four different ways. I desired a wedding because I knew you desired it.
Okay.
Right. I'm excited because you're excited.
Gotcha.
We both win. And so for me, was I excited about it? Absolutely. Did I think that was the right decision? Absolutely. Did I have a great time? Absolutely. Would I have done it another way? No.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm glad we did it that way. And I'm glad I was able to submit to how you felt in that moment. Because you made it better for both of us. Because I could have been super egotistical, super prideful, super financially driven, and like, no, we need that money to allocate it to X, Y, and Z. And we would have missed out on a moment that we can relive for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. No, I agree. And like you touched too about the financial aspect of it, that is something that we were very mindful of. Like, mm-hmm. even though we did decide to go from the courthouse to 200 people, it was like, okay, we're still going to make sure this is still feasible for whatever we do. And so, go ahead, baby.
I just said agree.
Okay. And so to add more context to what happened, so we did go from the courthouse to 200 people. And I will be honest, initially when we talked about the courthouse wasn't at the top of my list. It was something that I had to adjust to, because that was the plan, like courthouse. And I'll be honest, a lot of women do have like their day planned out. I realized during wedding planning, I've never really had a plan for my wedding. Like I never really was like, oh, it's going to be like this. Like I actually never had that. But I always imagined just having a wedding, whether it was big, small, or whatever. So initially, yes, the courthouse was a thing. And so then that turned into realizing like, we don't know who's officiating this marriage. And when we realized that, we were like, yeah, we definitely need to make sure our pastor makes sense for him to actually officiate the wedding, or the marriage rather. And so that went to counseling, and that turned into like, you know what? Well, the church, they're going to let us use the church. We can put our family in the church. We don't have to do six people.
Yeah.
And then actually though, babe, too, remember, your parents was gonna do a surprise reception.
Yeah.
And so that it started to get bigger. Like it started to really get bigger. And I just, our parents were so, so amazing. Our parents and our sister was like, our siblings were just so amazing in helping us put this wedding together. Cause if it wasn't for them, I can assure you we were gonna either be at the courthouse, then Bel Isle right after. Or you said do a picnic or whatever it was. Cause again, like you say, baby, it is about the marriage. The wedding is the celebration. They say it's for everybody else, but we celebrated. We made sure that we had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I gave that whole spiel. Now, I want to tell people about a lot of the myths. People think that you have to spend thousands of dollars on a wedding.
It's some thousands, though.
We was, yes, money was spent, but us being so strategic.
Teens and thousands or thousands?
I mean, it depends who's planning.
No, I'm asking.
Oh.
I'm asking. Most people think they have to spend tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Not just thousands. Yeah, you're right. And we're going to get into that, too, why vendors double and triple their price when you put the word wedding on it.
Oh, yeah, that's the part.
Like, that was such a big deal. So we're going to get to that. But back to how we stay in budget. You don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You do not. You can be very strategic, and it can be very feasible. One thing I would say for us, we tapped into our resources, yeah. Our relationships. We reached out to family, friends. Hey, and not even that, a lot of people reach out to us. Mm-hmm. Like, we had some prominent people helping us put this wedding together,
Yeah. Literally.
So, for example, goodness, I don't know what he didn't do. I always say it was Darius' sister's wedding. We just happened to be the bride and groom. We showed up for her wedding. I
mean, you would imagine, though, like, I'm my sister's first child.
Literally. Like, when I tell you, she was just like, whatever, like, she was just whatever you need. Things that we never planned a wedding before. Yeah. Like, did you think about this?
Yeah, you did a good job of really. I know, I don't think we own this part of the conversation, but it just felt the Holy Spirit was, you know, how
don't
you
go ahead,
Holy Spirit was telling me to tell you this. You did a really good job of really leading and really. Moving the ball forward with getting the wedding and stuff, everybody coordinating and getting the wedding and stuff done. You did a really good job of really orchestrating the wedding, the colors, the people, the idea, right? I was just along for the ride. I was just like, what you need me to do? And you like, you point and I'm about to go. And so I think you did a really great job of executing your vision, but staying in my budget.
For sure.
So thank you. Yeah.
Yes, baby. Thank you so much for that. You are right. I definitely, he was a tenant in my head, just always. Any decision that I was making, real quick, we're going to get to more of the details, but there was a part at the very end, like we had like days away from the wedding,
yes.
And there was this decorative piece that some of you may have seen in our videos. There are pictures of us in our living room, and I was like, look, babe, it was a surprise for him to see at the wedding. So I was like, babe, I got this last idea. Now listen, we already out of the budget, we already over, but it's only gonna cost us a little bit more. When I tell you, it only cost us, I think, like $60.
Okay.
Because it was on sale at Walgreens, print the poster, so it was like 120, 50% off. But I said, but we can keep this forever. Like, this isn't going to be just something for the wedding that we're going to throw away.
Yeah.
And so I have to sell things to him, and I have to have, you know, in a whole diagram, you know, a PowerPoint presentation. Like, you got to lay it out for him to see it.
Yeah, but that's good, though. I mean, you know your husband.
I know my husband. I have to negotiate.
That means you know your husband. Like, give me the vision. Pitch it to me.
Yes.
This is Shark Tank.
I promise you. I just negotiated advance my wardrobe, baby. Yeah, if I clean out my closet. And
you got to sell me. You got to, okay. Because now I can reason with that.
Yeah.
Right. And so one other thing is, I just lost it. But hold on. It's going to come right back.
Okay.
We're about to pause the episode. Say no. Oh, it was one more thing you bought that was decorative too.
Okay.
The letters.
Oh, the letters.
Yeah.
Oh, that was also for him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do some stuff for him.
And so anybody, any man out there that is in the process of getting married right? This was one tip someone gave me. And I never told you this, but someone that was married said, look, try to keep them in a budget, right? He like, you got to try your best. Try. He said, try, right? I'm saying try to y'all because you got to try your best. But he said, always have a little extra off to the side because it's going to be something that they really, really, really want. And you got to come big daddy. and ice it. Like, yeah, you can have that.
Oh, with no really? Problem.
Yeah, so that was one of them items where I just was like, yeah, go ahead.
Baby, the marquee letters were a must.
Yeah.
When but, I tell you, probably none of those matter.
It was cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew he would enjoy them. The guy that came and set them up the day of the reception, and it was a surprise for me, too, because I wasn't supposed to, neither of us were supposed to see this reception. And when the guy had texted me, like, hey, they're set up, I knew he sent a picture. I literally didn't even open the message. I already knew that he, or maybe I did something, but I didn't look at it because I knew he was sending a picture.
Yeah.
But I was so excited because I'm like, he is going to go crazy when he sees the letters. Yeah, that was important. So, okay, let's give you all some sauce because I really need people to understand you do not have to spend tens of thousands of dollars unless that's what you want to do. You've already allocated that. But for those of you who are like, I really don't have it, but I want to make it work, but I want to have a good day, you can still do that. So, one of the things that we did, like we said earlier, we tap into our resources. Mm-hmm. We tap into our relationships and we ask people, you know, sometimes, again, we didn't even have to ask. So my aunt, she was like, okay, I want to gift y'all your cake. Mm-hmm. People will gift you things instead of giving you money. They'll gift you certain things to go towards your wedding if you prefer that. George, he gifted us an engagement photo shoot and he did my wedding makeup.
Yeah,
I think
that's the importance of really having fruitful relationships.
Yeah.
You're right. You got people you can go hang out with. You got people you can do foolish things with. But if you got people that can actually help you in a scenario that is righteous, that's going to be a blessing, and they can really provide a service to you in times of real need, right? And so I think that's a testament of who we are as people and the relationships we formed over the years. And so, right, you know, we should all take an inventory of our relationships. And I think I always tell you this all the time. I love having friends that I can call. And we got good relationships. We can talk about anything. But I even love it more when I got relationships that can help.
Yeah. Yes.
That can help put me into a that can help with resources, that can help put me in a level me up, give me opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And I try to be that for my relationship as well, too, to make it mutually beneficial. But those are the relationships that rank a higher priority for me, the ones that can help elevate me, right?
Yeah, that's really good in time of need in general, but also, too, to your point about the people that we are. Addition to those relationships, because it can even be complete strangers that will help you because of who you are.
Yeah.
And that's important. And that's something that I learned too when it came to picking out my wedding dress. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, go check out Noor Fashion, my God, this woman was God sent. Yeah. Literally, because I was just honest with her. I said, look, this is my budget. The lady makes custom dresses. I mean, handmade pieces. Mm-hmm. And I already took myself out of her bandwidth. I said, this isn't for me. But one of the ladies who were working with her insisted that I try on the dress that I bought. She said, try it on. I said, no, like, I'm not going to waste your time nor mine. I put that dress on, y'all. I could have cried. I'm like, I'm not leaving this store without this dress. You can't have me put this. That boy was fitting, okay? As you can see. It was lovely. And I was just honest. I told her, I said, listen, this is the current budget. This is all that I want to spend on the dress. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, look, I'm going to write a number. If this number works for you, go for it. If it doesn't, God bless you. I hope you find a dress that is for you. No love lost. The woman was just so anointed. Like, the whole conversation was just complete anointing. And she wrote the number down. I said, oh, baby, we're going to figure that out. We're going to get that difference up. What do I need to do? So literally just opening my mouth and saying what my budget was, it did not disqualify me for that opportunity. That's it, right? Actually prompted her to meet me in the middle, in the sense.
Yeah.
And that worked even with our photographer.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So versus just running out the door.
Scared
and not saying nothing. Right? You spoke up. Not to say like, hey, I need you to do me this favor, but hey, this is where I'm at. Like, I ain't gotta get it.
I'm not attached to the outcome. Yeah.
That's different.
If it's meant, it'll be. And when I tell y'all, this wedding planning was all God. Like, we planned our wedding in 30 days. Let's be very clear. 30 days. Mm-hmm. Not a year.
I love how you keep saying we.
We.
I love, keep me included, though. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate this.
Listen.
Keep me included.
People was warning me, like, you're going to start stressing. I said, when I tell you I rebuke stress for the whole first 3 weeks, rebuking stress, maybe that last week snatched me up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we... Yes, we.
I appreciate it.
Baby, you helped. You helped. He made the website. That was a monster.
I played my part.
You did. You did. You had your grooms to worry about. Mm-hmm. We had a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, traveling. We took trips, mm-hmm. like planning a wedding. We had a lot going on that I needed your strengths. Like, those are things that I actually just enjoy doing. Planning, putting things together. Like, I enjoy that.
Gotcha.
When I had areas of weakness, I leaned on you and you were available because you had capacity. So that's how I look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. But even in addition to that, so the wedding dress is one thing, the photographer, the woman was also God sent. Like when we said, whatever God's will is, people was just saying, oh, this ain't gonna happen or watch out for this. I said, look, if God want us to have this venue, we're gonna get this venue.
Yeah.
Whatever his will is. And so the photographer, amazing woman. Mm-hmm. People want to bless you is what we don't realize. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not about cutting corners and knocking down their price. It's about just being honest. And if someone wants to bless you and honor that, let them. And if they just don't, that's fine too. That's okay. But somebody may want to just bless you.
That's fair. And so I still gotta give you your kudos on this one because like your character speaks volumes to people, right? And your smile and your joy and how you carry yourself and the light that's on you, right? And so people gravitate to you and they truly love who you are. And so when they find any opportunity to show up for you, 10 out of 10 times they do. And I always tell you this, I want to remind you on camera that 10 out of 10 times people find opportunities to show up for you, they always do. Even strangers, even people you just met. And that's because you got favor on you. You are a light in this dark world. You are a joy to be around. You always smiling and bright and shining. Right? And so, right, those kind of people you want to help. Right? The people that, like, just that's what it is. People just want to help those kind of people out. And so if there's characteristics of what it looks like for people to, you know, if there was a template or a mold or a baseline or a role model, that would be you. As a woman, that would be you. Like somebody that people just gravitate to and constantly want to show up for all the time. Yeah. Like that's a gift. That is a gift from God.
Oh,
and the podcast is over.
Brother, you want to go get Junior? No.
That's how Junior happened.
We're not getting that out either. Baby, thank you.
No, that's true. That's true, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to cry when we get in the car.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, man. That blessed me. That was really, really sweet. Okay.
Right.
That's going to be in my vault to just constantly, I'm going to be watching that part just all the time. So, you know.
Understood.
But, and too, baby, like, that's crazy you say that because me and this woman, Akira, indeed, that's a photographer, by the way, we only talked on the phone. We never even saw each other's face. I had no idea how this woman looked. She didn't even know me. And literally what she said to me was, she told me about an experience she had, and she said, you know what? What people go wrong is they aren't honest about where they are. Just tell me what you have, and we can decide if we can work with it. If we can't, that's okay. No love lost. But if we can, let's just have a conversation.
Always.
And when I tell you, because she was like, this don't ghost me. And I was like, okay, well, I'm past ghosting. I don't do that.
That's cold.
But people will do that out of fear.
Yeah. Fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection.
Yeah.
Fear, all of that. And I remember having to have conversations with some vendors, like, you know, it's just not a good fit. And that's okay. Your work is still dope. It's just not a good fit. And when I was honest with her and told her, we figured some things out. Okay, maybe I can't do that, but we can do this. You know, maybe we can't have you for the whole 10 hours. Maybe we can have you, you know, whatever we got to do to make it work. And you still get your price and your value.
Yeah.
And we worked it out. And she was more than amazing. Like, yeah, she over-delivered. You know? I loved her. Yeah. Oh, we had so many other people. And then George, he just facilitated everything. So, man. That man, that brother.
Yeah, George. Shout out to you, bro.
Man. He was the reason we got a photographer.
Shout out to George. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yes.
He's filled a gap that nobody could have replaced.
Oh, man.
He filled a gap then, from making sure you were straight, making sure I was straight, to making sure the girls are straight, to making sure the photographer got all the right angles, to making sure we ate at the... he just played a really, really significant role. And that speaks to how much George respects and loves us. He knew this was a special moment, and he wanted to... Right? And this goes back to people. Right.
Yeah.
You know, in your moment, how do people show up for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
In your moment.
Yeah, it's good.
Right? How do people show up for you? And I think that's something that we got to constantly take inventory of, because everybody don't show up excited and gracious and happy, just as happy for you as you are yourself. And, you know, those people probably have some ego and some pride, things they got to work on. So I'm going to pray for them. But let's honor the people that do.
For sure. For sure.
Without a blink. Without a, I ain't got to ask you twice. I don't even got to ask you. First off, I ain't got to ask you once.
Yep.
You at the door with your bag and it's packed. And what I got to do to make sure y'all have y'all day and make sure it's a blessing to y'all. Because that's what I want to provide. And so I take inventory on people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, you know, I hold them people near and dear. Those are the people that, you know, live and those are the people that I believe that live and walk a godly life, because they treat their neighbor how they would want to be treated. Mm. They're loving us the same way they love themselves.
Yeah.
Right. And so people that can't, I would imagine, right? I don't know this to be fact, but I'm sure there's some psychology statistic on it, but that says that people that don't love themselves, like, people only can love you the way they love themselves. Mm. And so if I'm having difficulties with where I'm at in life, then it's going to be a challenge for me to love you higher than where I'm at.
Yeah.
Or how I feel about myself. And so, man, keep those kind of people around you. And if y'all know what I'm talking about by these kind of people, send that person a text and just thank them for who they've been in y'all life, because we all need these people.
Yeah, that's true. And you made a good point, too, that I picked up from what you just said. When you do have people who don't give you the same capacity or love or effort, you never take it personal. Because like you just explained, they're probably dealing with something within themselves. And I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope the best for you.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I agree. That's something I had to learn, like even years ago, of not taking things personal when people don't show up for me the way that I think. Come on now. I think that is the fourth agreement, actually. Look at that. That's the top book. Mm. Baby, that book is the first book that made me cry.
Mm.
That's a good one. That is a good one. You got to find it. You going to show them on the camera, or you going to tell them to get the book? Go pick up the book, The Four Agreements. Now, also, too, when you said people will just give. So a young lady by the name of Anastasia, let me make sure I say it right. Correct me, please. So she has she reached out and said, hey, have you all thought of having a social media content creator? Never thought about it.
Never.
I've seen it once, but I did not know it was a thing.
Yeah.
When I tell you, that was probably one of the best decisions.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, I can't even go into the woman. Let me tell y'all. She showed up to the engagement shoot. She got content from the engagement shoot that also she grabbed content from the wedding day to put in a concept, one of the trending videos. Like, just like that, she's off the market. All our girls like, period.
It's my fiance.
Okay.
My fiance. Something like that.
You know, you got a baby. That took weeks of content building. Yeah. She thought through all of the trends on the catchy videos. She provided us all the content. She was even like, I'll make you all an Instagram page that is dedicated to your wedding. Now, we didn't think we needed all that, but some people do that. Yeah. And it was so awesome. Like, it was super seamless. I couldn't have imagined having to do all that thinking. I've already had enough pressure. That would have been too much. So shout out to Anastasia because she got us together.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
I do appreciate. That's God sent, though. Nobody was thinking about, we live in a content world. And so, of course we want content for our wedding. Of course we was going to want content. Of course we was going to post content. And so, for somebody to actually specialize in the thing that you didn't know you needed and they show up and present themselves, and then they do it as a blessing to us.
Man, just because out of the kindness of her heart.
Oh, man. I know who God is. I'm clear on who, buddy.
Okay.
Like, big God. So,
yeah. You
know, I'm never confused when things like that happen.
Yeah. No, that was super dope. I really appreciate it that she did that. It was, man, looking back on it, I'm like, wow. We got all this available content that we didn't have to stress about. Let's talk about y'all. When you tell somebody that you're having a wedding, how the price triples from the original price.
Yeah.
This is where people go wrong. Stop telling folks you're having a wedding. you are having a small gathering. Man. If you are expecting 100 people, tell them you are expecting 70.
Now,
a caterer, he taught me that when I called him about his catering. I said it's going to be, we had 150 people at this time. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, cool, 100 people. I said, no, I said 150. He said, do you want me to charge you for 150 or cook for 150 and charge you for 100? I said, oh, by all means.
Understood.
Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir.
No more questions.
Yeah, that's it.
But what we ended up doing was we had Mediterranean food. Amazing. We love Mediterranean. It was super good. And the original people were trying to charge us like $90, like $80 a person. Like, this is a normal price for a wedding.
I understand.
You know? And so
not definitely not knocking.
Okay. And we went from, I think it was 90 was one of the highest numbers that we received, all the way down to $15 a person.
Mm-hmm.
Three meats, a vegetable item, you get salad too. Like, it was a whole spread. And it came with servers, like the whole nine.
Yeah, and it was bussing.
Bussing.
Yeah, and it was bussing.
Yes, like you have to be able to do research in anything that you do. You have to be able to see, okay, what's the biggest bang for my buck? How can I keep this feasible? But how can I also deliver the best quality? And that's what we did while wedding planning. We made sure to stay in budget. We made sure to have an experience for not just our guests, but for us to remember. And we made sure to just make it everything we wanted it to be. And that's something that I really love that we did for the wedding. The food was a big one. The venue was another one.
I love the venue.
I love the venue. I will tell you, that venue I thought was going to be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it normally is.
Yep.
I don't know why it was so cheap. That is none of my business. Mm-hmm. That's all God's doing.
Yeah.
But when I tell you the venue was, it was huge.
Yeah.
We could pack more people than we had. And it was a very good price. Yeah. Like, we only spent, I want to say, like, 13 maybe, roughly, mm-hmm. 100 for the venue. And again, people will gift you what you need. They really will.
Yeah, I always tell people, if you want to have a free wedding, you got to make it $10,000 or less.
For sure.
And the reason I say free, of course, things cost and things need to be paid for. But if you have a wedding less than 10,000 people, you invite somewhere between 175 to 225 people, right? On an average, you know, those people will give you anywhere between $200 to $300. With some special people that come through with $500 checks, $1,000 checks, right? That is what it is. People love you a little bit more than others, so they want to give you a little bit more.
People have a little bit more than others.
Yeah, people have a little bit more than others, and they understand the obligation that you all are taking on right now. So they want to be able to bless you in the moment where they probably need a blessing.
Yeah.
So, but if you want a free wedding, right, make it $10 or less, and I assure you, you're going to get most of that money back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even if, and I pray y'all get that money back, right? I understand everybody's families and networks ain't set up the same, but I think that that's something that's real feasible if you just leverage your network.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And I want to make sure, too, as far as, oh, and then hair. My cousin did my hair. Mm-hmm. That was her gift to me.
That's cool.
Was my wedding hair. Mm-hmm. Don't pay for nothing. Just show up on time like I need you to.
Yeah.
And we're going to get this hair done.
Understood.
Relationships. People loving on you. Resources. Mm-hmm. You know? So then another thing, too. So Darius and I, what I absolutely love, we are very family-oriented. And we love to make the ones that are close to us feel as special as possible. Now, we can't do that for everybody. Some, you know, we have some exceptions. But we wanted to at least have a nice size bridal party. And it wasn't about the size. It was about just honoring, you know, some of those who were close to us. Mm-hmm. And even our nieces and nephews, we had them in a wedding because we wanted to just acknowledge just our family and friends. And so that was special, too, because the bridal party came through.
Yeah.
Like, when I tell you, we decided to have a bridal party maybe 3 weeks into the wedding. And I was just like, all right, ladies, initially, it was like, if you have a rose gold dress, I don't care what color it is.
That was going to look a mess.
That was going to be crazy. Like, I don't care the shade, just wear rose gold or champagne and we good. Yeah. And we're going to have people walk down the aisle, but not stand with us. That was the original plan, just to acknowledge them. And so then that turned into, yeah, nah, baby, you was like, yeah, nah. Too many different dresses. The fellas is getting all the same size. Yeah. We ordering these. Nah. Y'all might as well get dresses that look just like this.
Because everybody got a black suit, but everybody don't got the same black suit.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing, too.
And so
y'all spent money.
Everybody going to have a black suit on, but it's not going to look uniform. And so I'm big on aesthetics. And I'm just big on that. Like, I like things to look organized and in order. And so, let's pay the extra.
Yeah.
In order to get something that looks dope, and then let's coordinate with the women, right? And so I think that's always the go-to if you got a bridal party.
Yeah.
I've seen it where people try to mix and match. It never comes out as clean as you envision it. And so try to eat everything down to the shoes, to the socks. Try to get everything same, because that stuff shows up horribly in pictures.
Yeah. Do it the right way the first time.
Yeah.
Just do it the right way. And to add to that, fortunately for the ladies, we hopped on Shein. Our dresses, or Shein, whatever you want to call her.
One of them.
Listen, was $50. The dress came within a week. And every lady looked great. Yeah, when I tell good. You, it fitted. Good. I said, I need to borrow one of them dresses.
No, y'all look good. I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came in clutch. Again, being very mindful of the budget. And again, yes, we were so blessed. Like, we were so blessed unimaginably about during this wedding, all those who helped. Like, again, Key came in, she set it up. Coco was like, okay, what do you need? I'm helping set up Ron. Like, when I tell you they came through, yeah. Marquita came through helping me put up centerpieces at 2 a.m. I called my best friend. I said, Joy, I know the wedding is tomorrow. I never say I need you, but right now I need you to help roll some silverware with me.
Yeah.
I got 30 minutes of sleep that day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and guess what? Sis had press on nails. They were beautiful.
I slept good.
Now we're about to have a problem. I'm glad you did. I wouldn't have been able to sleep no way. Like, it was just too much on my mind. Too much that had to get done. But I took a 30-minute nap. And I woke up, went to sleep at 5:00, woke up at 5:30. And got that.
That's high capacity, baby. That's what that is.
For sure.
High capacity, high results.
That's what we talked about the last episode, how Darius is do the hard stuff. And I'm like, rest. He want me to burn out.
That ain't it.
I know, baby. I'm just teasing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, before we wrap up the whole wedding conversation, I'm sure that was very, informative for you all. And lastly, too, you don't even have to spend as much as our family and friends spent. you, if you want to do like a summer wedding, call your local park, your national park. Ours, we had Belle Isle. It was only going to be $150 to rent out the fountain. The fountain is beautiful. $150. And we were going to have a picnic right after that with her family and friends.
Yeah.
Potluck style. Bring a dish. Whatever you got to do, but it doesn't have to be super over the top, because at the end of the day, the importance is the marriage. The wedding is just a celebration, but your marriage is what's important.
Agreed.
So I want to emphasize that. And before we wrap this one up, baby, I want to know, what was the main thing that you really liked about the wedding?
I enjoy having all the people I love in one spot.
Aww.
Yeah. From my nieces, to my nephews, to my auntie, to my best friends, to my brothers, to my uncles, I love having everybody in one spot.
That's special.
And so to get everybody together in a celebration, it was about me. But I didn't look at it like that. I felt like we all were celebrating together, you know, for this journey that most of the men in my family have taken already in marriage. And it was really walking me into marriage together. And so I truly appreciate that.
What is something you would have changed?
Something I would have changed. I don't really complain too much, right? So it ain't nothing that I probably would have changed. I thought everything was pretty done really well. Oh, change. I would have liked for us when we first came in, it should have been a drapery at the top of the stairs.
No, you did not.
That's it.
Is that because you knew the drapery didn't come?
No.
Oh.
That just, whoever made that decision, that was a good idea.
Thank right? you.
Yeah, it was a good idea. Whoever was supposed to execute it didn't execute it. So that's shame on them, right? But, because that would have allowed a bigger moment to happen,
mm-hmm.
right? Because now the first interaction with the new married couple after the ceremony, we come through a white cloth.
Ooh,
versus us coming up some stairs.
Okay.
Right. And so it's just all about, you know, how people see things and perception. And so I thought that would have been really, really good to have. Like, I think anybody that's, again, y'all getting married, you should think about, right, how do you show up after the ceremony to the event? And how do you make that? It's going to be grand anyway. Right, but how do you make it even more significant through maybe a certain kind of way you enter the building, just so you can get the real full effect that people really celebrate you in that moment. And they celebrated us, no doubt. Like, they screamed and shouted. And
my dad walked in with his hand up, like it was his day.
Yeah, it was dope. Like, I'm, but to be honest, you know, nothing to complain about. Literally, I have no complaints. I was fully satisfied with how that thing turned out.
I love that you cared about that, though.
Yeah.
I love that. Stuff. Yeah. I love that. Like you said, he don't complain about nothing, but just know something that you actually cared about. That's warming.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts, the whole, like you said, too, like, I believe our day was perfect. Like, it was nothing that we could change. But one of my favorite parts was that we played the shoe game.
Okay.
I just wanted to play a game.
That was your game.
Yeah, because, like, there's so many moving parts, people walking up to you. And so being able to play, to take a moment and pause and be present, to just play a game just about me and you, That meant a lot to me. It really did. So I was grateful for that. One thing I would have done differently, and I would say this for brides specifically, if you are going to plan a wedding, have an idea of what you want. I didn't have an idea of what I wanted. So it was easier for people to kind of tell me what I should want because I didn't really have an idea. And it wasn't a bad thing per se for me. But if I had more of an idea, I would have just felt more comfortable in the space.
That's fair.
I was just getting it done.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay.
But let me see. I think that's all my questions for this episode. That's it. Okay, y'all. So that was the wedding episode. Stay tuned. We're going to have some more conversations coming up. But I think we're going to unlock your story next. How you feel about that?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. So thanks for staying locked in. Comment below some tips that you received from your wedding. Help somebody out who is listening and tuning in. Share, subscribe, and let us know what are some topics you want to talk about. Okay? We'll see you next time. Bye.